A word for you from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. It is no small wonder that God should consider man to be so precious that he sent his only begotten Son to die not for angels, not for Lucifer and the fallen angels, but for you and me. And as it says in our verse today, that by the grace of God, Jesus might taste death for everyone. The most fearful thing, for most people at least, is simply death, because it brings an end to everything. There are those who fear losing their money, their wealth, their pension, the money, the nest egg that they've set up for themselves for later on in life. They fear losing that. But death means the end of everything, for you lose all. Your friends and family are extremely important to you. You love them, they love you. But what about death? This shows us the grace of God, as it says in verse 9, that he, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, by the grace of God might taste death for everyone. Now he did that in order that you should not have to die eternally. Yes, your body will still taste death, but in this chapter 2, it speaks of death as being a conquered enemy because of this one, this Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has eternally been the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, who took on our flesh, who became, so to say, a sinner on the cross, though he was pure and undefiled, but God laid on him the sin of us all. Even your sin, yes, the very thing that you are so desperately ashamed of, that sin was laid upon him, and he tasted the consequence of sin, for God has declared in both Old and New Testament that the wages of sin is death. That's why Jesus couldn't just sweat those drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he had to go all the way to the cross and taste death for you and me.